न प्रमाण संगमि कश्चन কখন কই এখন এলেন এখন
দেখি
very bad. When there is chance, this human life is very valuable, especially when it is connected with Krishna consciousness, very, very valuable time. And to be disgusted with that sort of life equals to disgust with Krishna. Do you understand? Do you follow? The time in which the devotees, they always try to keep up that time in which we can acquire or we are in connection with Krishna, the most valuable period. And if you lose the one to that is very bad. We should never allow that idea to enter the presence of your mental sphere. Never. No indulgence of such suicidal thought. That would be my curse, not only to this life, but life together. In the future life also, it will hunt this idea. So never give indulgence to such thought. Then ordinary suicide, that is also bad, everywhere. We are in the prison house. To break the prison and go out, that means more punishment will come. You follow? If one culprit is in the prison and he breaks the prison and go out, law of the country, then he will be caught and he will be given more punishment. So, what circumstance we have earned by our previous karma, we must submissively pass through that. Allow ourselves to pass through patiently. This is according to my own previous karma. I am here. And if from here I try to look that everything is God's arrangement, my affectionate father's arrangement, my Lord's arrangement, and it is all right, I am in the wrong, then in no time that will be. We shall be out of the prison. And if I complain against the administration, which is dealt ultimately by him, then I will be put into further punishment. So, in ordinary case also suicide is condemned. Especially one who has come in touch with Krishna consciousness. A valuable position. If that is lost by our own bad karma, then that is would be the most deplorable thing. There is a great and inconceivable loss in our fortune, in our valuable life. So never indulge yourselves in that mind, that life. This life is worth living. Gradually you will be able to see the wonderful pastimes of Krishna as much as you will be able to go forward to understand so many wonderful experiences they have that you cannot ever conceive. And you are going to do that prospect of your life, the rightful of prospect. So never allow yourself to be for a second to go astray from the path of the religion to Krishna. And try your best to catch every straw that it may not be drowned. This way you will adjust yourself with the help of your friends. Amurada is there, Manjuhari is there, so many other friends are there. With their help you will try in this sudden disease. One disease is trying to enter into your body, of the devotional body. So don't allow that poison, that your germ, that heinous germ to enter into your body of devotion. Purge it, purge it out. Gaurhari, Gaurhari, Gaurhari. Do you understand what they say? And sometimes you may appeal to Nrisimhadev, help me to get out of these hindrances of devotion. These are all enemies to devotional life. Please help me, my Lord. And also Nityananda Prabhu. Guruji, please help me from all these enemies that are trying to fall on me. This way, and carefully name and this book reading and the service wherever you are. Do the service to your friends and well-wishers around you. And this way, go on. Any question?
The jiva has a tendency to relate with Krishna in a particular rasa. The jiva has a tendency to relate with Krishna in a particular rasa. May Krishna have the desire to give his association to that jiva in another rasa?
I can't follow.
Jiva desires to associate with Krishna.
What does he say, Madinanda? What does he say? Jiva?
A particular entity may have a rasa with Krishna, Bhaktalya, Satya rasa. But Krishna himself may like to have another type of relationship with that entity, with that devotee.
Rasa. He is embodiment of all rasa possible. Everything in him, all corresponding things in him. So whatever is the innermost necessity in us, we gradually, when we come to him closer, gradually we are adjusted there accordingly. Accordingly. Suppose in a tub full of water, you put many pieces of wood, stone, and more little weighty than wood, and this shola keti vane, which on the surface, shola, the anuradha keti vane, shola. Shola vane, very, very light thing, which floats over the water. The lightest.
Pena.
I don't
know.
Home means that it comes within the pena, no. Sola the lightest substance. Sometimes our crown is made of that thing. A very light substance. Anyhow, in the water the stone will go down. The iron piece that will be more heavy than the stone. So according to its weight, it will be adjusted in the water. Some in the middle of the water, some top of surface of the water, some will go down in the water in this way. So according to our inner temperament, we will be adjusted there in any place, accommodated. Everything is there. And not only myself, but so many groups. My nature, so many, with little difference, so many in my group, they will also be adjusted in particular place, and I will be one amongst them. So whatever is within me, according to that I will be adjusted there. My position, my respective position, corresponding position, the adjustment will be automatically by yoga maya. If you so many birds are thrown into the sky, that can go higher into, they will go there. That cannot go so higher, they will be lower. In this way, the hens and the duck, they will be very near and they will go to the ground and very little flying. So according to their capacity, they will go the sky is infinite. They will go high, some within the lower, some more lower in this way. Mainly five rasa, five kinds of rasa. Within every rasa there is also subdivision. In sakkha rasa, subal has particular position, siddham another, then madhumangal of another type, then arjuna, he is of another type. So different leaders of different groups there are, and according to the newcomer's temperament, they will be in giving service in the particular a group in the under the guidance of particular leaders. And that is all infinite. A part of infinite is infinite. He is not bankrupt, no limited thing, that no accommodation, all fields have no accommodation, no such question will arise there.
Guru Maharaj, what is the situation if the Guru wants to direct his disciple to a particular rasa, but the disciple feels attracted to another rasa?
Guru will survey the heart of the disciple, and he will connect accordingly. Ruchi Parikha, that is a stage in which Guru will examine the taste, the heart of the disciple, and they connect accordingly. Division, subdivision, then again subdivision within subdivision, so many models are there, infinite ideals and models. And according to the inner test of the disciple, Guru will mediate. After a period of training with one Guru, hearing from him, he may not be satisfied, he may go another. In Bhakti Jaiva Dharma we find that Bhajanath and his Vijay, both heard for some time from one Raghunath Das. Then Vijay Kumar, he found that he has something more to know, and that is being dealt in Puri by someone. And he started there, and from him he got other things that was not found here. And Vrijanath, he was satisfied with Sakkarasa. He got everything here, and he settled here. You will find there. So, general education, general primary education may be finished in a particular school. And when one accepts any special course, he would have to select that sort of school for his further study. In the practical way, we have to think like that. In spirituality is also. But that does not mean that we should withdraw all our respect from the primary teacher. When you have passed, you have got a higher degree, when you come to your own village and you meet the primary teacher, you must show some respect. You must not say, I learned from your holy feet in this way. You took trouble of teaching me in such a way. These are practical things. Theoretical, practical, both necessary. Both combined becomes true, truth. So form, the absolute and the relative. Always moving together, relative and absolute. Absolute holding the highest position, and relative the adjustment from in different stages in different ways. Committee is necessary to guide. But if committee deviates from the ideal, then committee gone, dead, being dead. Everywhere. So many Christians from you have come from Christianity, but Christianity also has bishops and committee. They have also committee, the Pope or the committee there. But you have to left that. Why? Your inner hankering was not satisfied there. Not that there is a lack of administration. So many disciples of the Goswami, they leave them and they come to sadhu. They have hereditary guru, there are many. As a generalist, they take initiation from there. But when one's heart eyes, he is not satisfied with the hereditary guru, he leaves hereditary guru and comes to somewhere where he can find his heart satisfied, hankering satisfied. So guru has been told as Lord himself, Prakkathori, that all Padmini for Bhedi, not a particular man. So we are told that in Guru you must try to see His presence, the presence of the Absolute. He is all pervading, all embracing. For practical purpose, we will have to that experience. As the Shastra scripture has approached to the lowest class, so Guru has also approached to the lowest class, for as they, according to their fitness and the capacity. To the infant class, the teacher is going to the infant class, and the books also are going to the infant class. To the infant class, the books are also like that, and teachers are also like that. And as much as they receive their education, they are educated, the books also change, and the teacher also changes. But in the ordinary, there are so many in the spiritual books and teachers are coming to be more limited. And as much as high we shall rise, we shall found it very one or two teachers, or at last only one teacher and only one book. So many books eliminated and so many teachers eliminated. If I can rise according to my growth, growth, we can't avoid this. So many religions, all of them, puts issues, rulings. Never think of other religion. Die in this religion, die for this religion, whether Islam or Christianity or Buddhism. Everywhere the acharya of the committee, they stress, die as a Buddhist, die as a Muslim or a Christian. Don't aspire after it. But if it is possible to take them, draw them into comparison, if it is possible, and such of international or inter-religious heart, they will come to compare. What Hindu religion means, what is this substantially? Muslim, what in substance? Christianity, what the substantial representation? And they will come to compare. Comparison is possible. And according to his internal capacity realization, they will select what will be considered to be the best in his consideration. Understand. This is living thing. All other is, I am born Christian, I must die a Christian. This is all dead thing. A real inquirer, who is inquiring after truth. What is truth? What is truth? Truth is not, cannot be monopolized by anyone. Even the aspect of the truth, the degree of truth, what is truth, what is religion, what is the conception of the God? What conception? In Hinduism also, so many conceptions of God. But for careful purpose, they hold one God. Kamakami jagasvapin, some good for last self-satisfaction, sense-satisfaction, go to the God. For getting a child lineage, go to another God. For health, goes to another God. For wealth, goes to another God. It is also mentioned there. And who does not want anything in this mundane world, he will go either to Brahma or to Paramatma or to Bhagavan. And then, who will be attracted by the Brahma conception? And what is the difference between Brahma conception and Paramatma conception? And what is the difference between God conception and the Paramatma conception, and then different conception, differentiation in the God, in Narayana. Narayana, the book of Vasudev, Padyumna, Aniruddha, so many. Then there is Vatsalya Rasa is found in Ayodhya Ramachandra Rasa, then Dharukesh, then Mathuresh, then Brajesh. In this way it is developing higher and higher. We have to study and accommodate our heart accordingly. God can, this is the all important thing with us. So we cannot sit idle with any particular creed, blind faith. With the ailment of our heart, we shall try. Where is the end? What should be the end of my life? The philosophers, they also differ from them. The Marx and the Hegel, opposite. The majority of the ordinary human beings, their pudding and the lodging, that is all important with Marx. And what Hegel said, die to live, and everything for himself. So much difference, gulf between the two conceptions. The Locke, Hume, then others also in the Kant, Hegel, they are also of different thinkers. Socrates had to give up his life only to, because he thought that soul is immortal, and who have the beasts around for whom he had to give up his life, that soul is immortal, because he thought, and that affected their religious thought, so he was murdered. Soul is immortal, but the statement of this truth, that soul is immortal, and he was really conscious of punishment. And the Christ had to be, because everything belongs to God. This was his statement, and that innocent man had to be. And that was also with religious plea, that the trouble. Those that crucified him, they also take the name of religion going on in their society at that time. So religion is a dangerous thing, so-called religion. The sincere man who asserts that everything belongs to God, that he was crucified. He had not a single space in this world. He didn't out of the world, because God is everything. But in this jungle, what you can expect? So our Manu Sanhita says at the beginning, Vidyad Vishevita, all these fools and the rascals experience, knowledge of experience, should be set aside, brushed aside. Only revealed truth is to be dealt with. No knowledge of experience should be relied on. That is only coming, going, developing and going down. No reliance into the human civilization and their product of empirical knowledge. All brushed down. Only revealed truth. No waste of time considering these empirical thoughts. Only revealed truth. Vidyad Vishevita. Those persons that have faith in the knowledge which comes down from the higher to this lower creation. Only that truth considered. Save your time. Don't waste your time to think about the religion. So many scholars and the poets of this world. Only revelation that is to be realized. and there is also an installment. That also should be, should need comparison in real truth. Real truth is not one and same. According to different section, it is extended here. But different division, in different type, it has been given now. So Vidyavi Sevita, Asadvi Sevita, which is accepted by the sadhu. What is their general symptom? That they do not care for any gain or loss of this world. If anyone is packed up with gain and he goes down with the loss of this world, he is not to be considered as sadhu. Independent of gain and loss of this world. If such scholars, man of religious temperament, he comes to say something, we may give some attention to that. He is a sat, nityam adhirvayu, adhirvayu, and the inner most approval of your own heart. Yes, it will be satisfied. Inner approval according to your own awakening. Awakenment according to degree of awakenment of your own heart. You must have sanction from your inner heart. Yes, I want this. Yes, I find their home comfort. That is also a path. You have to rely your inner feeling, innermost sanction. Yes, I want such thing. One, and the sadhu who is above all gain and loss of this world and knowledge that comes from above, not produced from this mundane mortal world, however scholarly he may be. These three things to be considered. And the Gita says, sarva-dharman parityaj. Whatever conception you have got so long in your life as your holy duty, give up everything and come to me, I am such. The whole cell, purging. The transformation you will find within you. What you are at present, the whole cell purging is necessary. Sarva-dharman parityaj, good or bad, the whole self-purging. Then the inner flame will be seen within you, and that may be fit for mind transaction. That is with you, within. And the foreign things have come and they covered that, buried it, your own structure. Your own divine body is filled up with so many dots. They are covered, they are buried under material ideas, thoughts, consideration. Revive yourself from the tomb. You are buried under earth. The earthly ideas have buried your soul within that. And you must come out of this. Very uncomfortable. What do you think? This is too much. This is too much.
We all think we are very merciful.
Good, good, good. These things cannot come from a cheesy man like himself. But I could invite from my room a reasonable thing. Mahaprabhu, but how much I can give it to you? The small, medium, so many things from there. Gold, honey, gold, gold, honey, gold, gold, honey, gold, gold.
Guru Maharaj, if in every installment of the truth we are told this is final, how are we to know when we finally reach the highest?
Ecco, non il collante che scostito il godinitato questo tipo. So we are the capitalist within, and we won't be satisfied. You will seek in other places. If any has it is said that this is final, so far, no further. But the capital within you won't be satisfied with that. You will try to find out something more. You have read the book of Sanatana Goswami?
Yes,
Guru Maharaj. That's it. Brihad
Bhagavata? Yes.
How Gopa Kumar is going up. First he reaches the particular plane and finds little satisfaction, stays there for some time, tries to do his duty in that plane for some time, but dissatisfaction from inside grows. Then any connection from near higher place comes, either Hanuman, Janmuman or this, then getting that connection he is going there, next higher position. And after trying in that plane for some time, then again some connection from next higher plane anyhow comes to his connection, and cutting that thread he is going the next higher position. And there also in the beginning he is very badly engages himself, this is the highest place. After some time he found dissatisfaction within. Do you not, you have not followed that?
Yes, no,
so gradually the inner enlightenment, the Samananda was first Guru Hridayananda Saman,
Nyan
Kalna, Hridaya Chaitanya. He gave him Sakkarasa. But the chance came to him for Madhura Rasa. Suddenly, when he was alone wandering in Vrindavan, the chance, wonderful chance came to him. In the early morning, he was taking the men, he is going from Nandagram to Khaira, Kavisbam. He found a very beautiful divine garden. She is searching something near the wind. Before that, he suddenly found one nupur, the what is that, that anklet. A beautiful anklet on the wing. He took it and put it in his bag. And going more in his path, taking the name of Krishna. And sometimes looking back towards the place where he got. Suddenly he found that one divine girl. She is searching something in that place, right about. Then he came back. What do you search for? Sister or something? She told, my mistress Radharani, she lost her anklet somewhere here. I have come to collect that. Oh, I have got it. Is this? Yes. She took the amulet and put on his
forehead.
And that became a permanent spot there on that amulet. She disappeared. Sananda more enthusiastic about it. He thought of it. Gradually, that connection roused in him that Madhura Rasa, that connection wonderfully transformed his heart in Mother Earth. That's John. And he took it the formal order he took from Jiva Goswami. His previous guru, he first disturbed. And he made a committee of the Vaishnavas in Vrindavan. And he called for Sarananda and Jiva Goswami there to explain why he had seduced my disciples. Then Jiva Goswami did not attend. He sent Samanam to go and give explanation to the committee. Samananda plainly made their statement that such is the happiness. After this, my heart changed. And there's a formal thing I took from him. In the beginning, they disbelieved the oath that this is a story. It is not true. What do you say? Then he had to tell it. You see my forehead, the Nupur, Tilak, this has been given to me. And this is the evidence. Can you rub it in face? They tried, but failed. Then they gave recognition. So it is possible. He is autocrat. He changed also. He was affected by especially all his powerful groups' recommendation. Don't do this and that thing. So I find that his inner gradual awakenment and also sometimes the change may be introduced also in the existing function and system. It is also possible. It is not under the law. The beauty, the absolute beauty, is not under the law. The charm is not under the law. We are materialized by visualized brain. Every point we seek some law and want to put the elephant within a bottle. It is our nature, what to do. We hear thousand times, he is above all, transcendent of all this. Still, our habit, our construction is such that everything we want to bring within the feast of our understanding, knowledge, that illusion. Anyhow, that has got also some necessity. Otherwise, we may be defeated by any and every statement in the world. We have got that also some necessity, the argument, the vijar. The vijar grantha also there, Vedanta, Jiva Goswami, he gave us Satsandarbha. There also, for the protection of the higher truth, he has given so many reasonings, Satsandarbha. But still it is an Satka Pratisthana. Above this yukti. But in the particular stage, we have to take help of the reason also. And the reason may play in different planes. The reason